Everybody, this is Jen with Java and Jane Afflictions. Shady's back again. I know it has been a long break, but I needed it. Had a lot going on. Now this is obviously I'm out of practice because I got things in the background making all kind of noise and going off. So anyway, I'm just going to have to excuse that because we know that I'm like not amateur podcaster. I'm like entry-level podcaster. So why have I been gone for so long? Life, chronic illness, granddaughter, I took care of her, and gardening season. But before that was started, I do my podcast in my basement office, okay? And I help with a business formerly known as Christmas at Bubby's. It was a business that I started as kind of a hobby, and it's grown, and now it's going to be very soon JPK Jewish Designs, but my daughter's doing that, but trying to get everything situated for that, and the high holidays are coming. Ultimately, what started this being derailed was my dog, Ayla, of blessed memory, got sick and brain cancer, and she went downhill fairly fast. The reason I haven't been in my office is because the last time I came down here to work, I was holding her and she had a massive seizure and it seems to be like a stroke as well. She had, she had the seizure and within an hour or so, we had to take her and put her down. So I'll probably go back and add a trigger warning to this podcast for that reason. So it's been hard to be back in the office. I had her, we rescued her when she was 5-ish, not entirely sure of her age. She had had a couple different owners. She was a puppy mill dog, so she had spent a significant portion of her life in a kennel. The people that adopted her or rescued her from the puppy mill were physically abusive to her, and she was surrendered to another, I think to the owner's mother, who didn't have a lot of time to spend with her. So when she came to us, she really bonded with me, and I had to, she spent the first like 2 weeks underneath my bed, and I had to, get her, to where she felt loved and okay. And, yeah, it's just sad, but it feels okay to be in here again. I mean, there was like no negative juju or anything. It was just, I felt sad, and I don't always want to face sad right away. So now I am back. I've been thinking about coming back, and I have a lot of podcast ideas, and I had some stuff written out. But what made me come back actually was my bestest friend on the whole wide world. I had sent her a text about me turning 50 this year. And she was like, that sounds like a podcast up to me. And so I was like, yeah, maybe. And then she tells me that her sister listens religiously. And I'm like, I do have a lot of people who listen regularly. So I don't know. That kind of just made me want to come back. So I'm back. And I think that I'm going to bring my daughter, and I have plans of doing some episodes together, and I think that might be more fun, tackling some subjects that are, close to our home. So anyway, all that aside, I have to tell you about my garden. It is crap, you people. I'm going to have to find a way to show you guys video, because you have to understand that I am a high-level gardener. I mean, it is my hobby, but it's also my passion, and I grow food to feed poor people, so I take my gardening really seriously. I gardened with Tri-Faith until I got sicker, and I, gardened with my synagogue and did a church garden in North Omaha, and, give, food to the pantry from my own home garden. So I thought, since I'm awesome, that I could grow food in clay. I was wrong, by the way. I was completely wrong. My thought process was like this, okay? I didn't have the money to bring in all the soil and build the beds that I wanted to do. Finances just got in the way. So I'm like, well, you know what? People have just been putting plants in the ground, you know, for a really long time. That should be fine. I'll put the plants in the ground. Again, that was a terrible idea. Because the soil is basically clay. Like, I'm pretty sure that I could make pottery from this soil. It is terrible. And it has been a disaster since the very beginning. We have this huge backyard now. And I was so excited to do, you know, these trellises and all this stuff. And it was going to be fantastic. And, well, it's just been crap. I mean, I finally got some plants to, like, grow and, like, take off. But because it's clay, you know, the nutrients were just way out of whack. And so, you know, I'm going through and I'm, like, fertilizing and I'm putting on straw. And, I mean, I planted everything on time. I actually bought plants in a lot of cases. And they will start to take off and then stop. So I did, you know, more fertilizer. I never like to, like, go overboard on the fertilizer because you can burn your plants, right? Okay, so I found a fertilizer that I like. The name escapes me. It's probably Dr. Earth? I don't know. But anyway, did some conservative fertilizing, which is, like, the only thing I'm conservative about, I think. And just, you know, really cautious. Well, the clay holds moisture, but it isn't really readily available to the plants. And so, you know, I would come out, my plants would be yellow and wilty, and I would back off watering for a few days, and then I go back and they look really great. And then, like, 2 hours later, they're, like, green and droopy. I mean, I don't know from this. It's crap. So my garden is so far behind. You know what? Even talking about this garden gives me anxiety, okay? Because I wanted buttercup squash and patty pan and butternut. And I had all these great plants. Normally my tomatoes get to be like 10 feet tall and maybe 4 feet wide. Non-exaggeration. I have picture evidence. This, I mean, everything is like 6 inches tall. You know, it's terrible. So it was starting to look a little bit better. But it's so humiliating. I constructed these 7 foot tall trellises and they stand empty. And I just look like an absolute failure after I had told everybody I'm really good at gardening. Well, I have been humbled. So I've been learning about permaculture gardening, which I don't know how long we're going to live in this house we rent. And we just may not even have time for all of that. But my garden has 7 foot tall trellises, a couple other ones, a giant bean hut, which is practically an episode in itself, an A-frame, and it's all straw. I have covered the whole thing in 4 inches of straw because I am hoping that that will help, like, with the drainage problem. Oh, no. Before that, I covered the majority of it in cardboard because it was just full of weeds. And so I only had, like, so much cardboard, and I was, like, moving it around. When I tell you that my backyard looks like an episode of Gardeners Gone Wrong, I am not kidding you. It is. I feel clamped about it now. It gives me anxiety because I don't know if I'm going to get any food. And so then I do insomnia math where, you know, you can't sleep. And you're like, if I fall asleep right now, I can get 7 hours of sleep. If I fall asleep right now, I get 6 hours of sleep. Well, I do garden math, which is if these start growing right now, they should be ripe by the time of the first frost. When's the first, you know, is it the first frost? Yeah, the first frost. Because it's backwards of what you would think it would be. But I'm like, so generally, on average, our first light frost is September 23rd. But then I'm like, but I remember that one year that we got frost early and we lost all of our tomatoes. And just, blah, 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 I just spiral. Fortunately, I do have knock wood, Baruch Hashem, watermelon that are growing. I have cucumbers that are growing beautifully over a big A-frame. Not a single flower. Not a single bloom for anything to pollinate. The cucumbers that I have picked, apparently I did a pickling variety, are really small. And they taste good, but they look... Ugh, they look like they're old. But, you know, I'm picking them, like, immediately. But they look... They're like, they look dehydrated or something. And they're like a little gib. No. I've never grown this variety. And I don't remember what variety it is because my 3-year-old granddaughter went and took all the labels off of everything. So I have a mystery food garden. So my granddaughter loves to garden. She's been gardening since she was like 3 months old. And by that, I mean, obviously, I've been schlepping her to a garden since she was 3 months old. And that was a loud noise. If she plants it, it's going to grow. It does not matter where she plants it, it will grow. So to keep her occupied while I was building this bean hut, I gave her old seeds, you know, that I had saved from my garden like 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, these weren't new seeds. And told her to go plant these cucumber seeds like along the fence. And she did. And we, you know, I didn't see them come up. And the next thing I knew, I have found so many cucumber plants she planted them like in the middle of the yard. She planted them in the middle of the hut. She planted them, you know, in between rows. I mean, along the fence. She did plant them along the fence, but so many cucumbers. And some of them actually are producing. And the ones in this one particular area of the yard that has just started to look terrible overnight, by the way. My sunflowers on that side, because I tried to do three sisters, which didn't work. I'm starting to digress. Let's get back to the cucumbers. They're just growing everywhere. And so then one day I gave her some buttercup squash. And I wear an apron and she likes to get into my apron and grab whatever seeds are in there. Well, one day I thought she was getting a different packet of seeds that were old. She actually grabbed the buttercup. Yeah. And I think they're kind of kaboka, but she planted those in like a shady area and they like actually started growing. So I transplanted some of them. It looks like there's a possibility that they will take off, but we only have 60 days left in the summer growing season. So it is hard to say. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm hopeful. I've never had trouble growing sunflowers. They're normally taller than I am by now, and I'm almost 6 feet tall. And then they look terrible. So, and the best that I can figure is that they cannot get any more oxygen because of the clay. The clay is just like cramping the roots. So my next plan is to dig a pitchfork and aerate the soil, but I have to do it in a way that doesn't like damage the plant roots. But if I don't do it, I probably won't get anything anyway. So it's a risky operation that is worth it. I will tell you that I do not believe, I think I permaculture gardening is fine. I've been gardening for so long under lots of different situations and conditions. It was kind of fun to take on a project that was a complete mystery to me and a completely new way of doing things. That said, I don't really like it. I would much rather bring in some soil dynamics, you know, Hillside Solutions, really good soil and compost, and, you know, start off on a good foot. And that, yeah, it just has not, no. So for I am going to do fall crops, which I don't usually do. And I'm actually going to go and get good soil good compost and do a raised bed for like, you know, turnips and broccoli and other things that escape my mind at the present. So, yeah. Yeah, it's, I don't know. If you guys don't know who Caleb Wise is, he is, he does lifestyle stuff, gardening, cooking, preserving, and he's on Instagram and Facebook. I think he's on TikTok too, but it's, his name is Caleb Wise, and so his page is called Wise Guide, WYSEGUIDE. And I just really like him, and he has like a lot of fun tips and stuff. And I was looking at his garden, and he's in the same zone as I am. I'm 5B. I you know, it's not as far behind as I thought. I mean, gardening is what he does, you know, for a living, so it's not as far behind as I thought. But it's really gonna have to grow like great guns to get caught up. The other thing is, I put it in the stupidest place. I had it all set up in my mind that I was going to do it on the east side of my backyard, right? I was like, then at the last minute, I was like, no, that's not going to work. I'm going to do it on the left, on the west side. Well, there's like, you know, 20-foot tall trees. And so this garden that needs to be full sun starts getting shaded at like 3:30. I absolutely lost my mind. But for every little obstacle or major obstacle that comes up, I have been able to find a solution. I did come up with a new trellis design that is kind of a meld of a couple different styles that I've seen at TriFaith and a webpage trellis to make you jealous, I think it is. So, and I'm following some permaculture pages. People have been contacting me, letting me know this is completely normal. A friend of mine from synagogue gave me a bucket of zoo poo. Soil Dynamics has poo from the zoo as part of their compost. And so that really did help quite a bit. And then the straw helped. So if some worked, more will work. More is always better. Okay. More is more. Not less is more. More is more. So I don't know. I hope that it'll come. And I hope that you guys listening to me talk about failing at gardening, something that I'm really very good at. Like, people ask me to consult on garden design and, you know, running community and pantry gardens. This is something that I do. And my garden looks like, it is terrible. I have to find a way to show you guys because it's so bad. So I'm not good at growing beans, but I got this wild idea that I could grow beans. Every gardener has something that they can't grow, okay? Mine is beans and peas. So when we moved into this house, there had been a big storm right before we moved in. And they had, the previous tenants had put these 6 and 7 foot long, really sturdy branches that were probably 3 or 4 inches in diameter into like this little pen area. There was also, I got some T-posts on Facebook Market and some animal fencing. Well, and twine. So my granddaughter's 3. I have always wanted to do like a playhouse out of vines. Okay. Beans, whatever. So that was my thing, is I built this really elaborate bean house, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's not, it's amazing that it's standing. I think it looks good in that, you know, it's sturdy and it's solid. It's got like a 7 foot tall opening, and it's got beans planted all around it. Do you think that they're growing? Exactly. 2 bean plants have decided to participate in my project. 2 bean plants. So it's bare. It's my whole garden is bare with these beautiful trellises. Beautiful is an exaggeration. But the empty trellises that are just mocking me. I go up there and I'm like, this whole garden is just mocking me. It's awful. But my granddaughter did plant cucumbers next to the beans. And so, I mean, maybe those will take off. I don't know. Something. I have to have something. So Yesterday, I went and planted more bean seeds around the hut, hoping against hope. I planted more cucumbers. I have been fertilizing the heck out of these cucumbers. But if you guys want to see what I'm talking about, then I would head over to, and I hope that you will, head over to Bubbies_Victory_Gardens on Instagram. It is spelled BubbiesVictoryGardens. Bubbies Victory Gardens. If you're already following She's a Medic on Instagram, then you should be able to find me there, because She's a Medic is the IG page I use for this podcast. So yeah, go over there and look at some of the videos. I learned how to make reels, and I share my gardening failures so that maybe you'll have gardening success. And I will say, though, in the places where I did the cardboard, it killed the weeds, and the clay underneath is significantly better. It's still, you know, it's only improved maybe 4 or 5 inches down, which is why I need to go with my pitchfork and poke holes in it. The problem is, with being disabled and it's hot, I can only work for like 15 or 20 minutes at a time, and then I have to come in and rest for a half hour at minimum. So, I mean, this garden has been made in 20-minute increments. And that's not an exaggeration. I mean, it's bad. But, you know, like I said, Baruch Hashem, it all comes together, and we actually have food, which would be amazing. But head on over there and check it out. And, you know, comment on my post and let me know what you think about my gardening catastrophe. You know, sometimes I've had 4 cucumbers out of it, and several strawberries and several tomatoes. So it is not failure. It's just not the level of success I am accustomed to. And I actually have like grasshoppers. I don't even, it's too much for me right now. But anyway, that is our episode for today. I hope you guys will come back. Thank you so much for staying dedicated while I've been doing everything that I'm doing. This has been Java and Genuflections Bicycle.